This is your host, Tom Kelly, welcoming you again to the Proctor Podcast, co-authored by Phil Proctor and Brad Shriver.
Update, update, a Proctor perk from Where's My Fortune Cookie? Hello, dear friends. This is Phil Proctor with another Proctor perk. And you know, even after the book is over, the life goes on. I'm talking about my life, of course. Because actually, a few days before I was slated to go on a European trip for a mini Riverdale reunion in Cambridge, Massachusetts, I had a heart event. And we had to cancel the entire trip, which included a walk on the Whiskey Trail and a visit to the Edinburgh Theater Festival and the Military Tattoo in order to see some friends who were doing plays. Well, what happened? I had been getting kind of strange little fluctuations in the left part of my chest for a while. I call them spells, and my doctor and I weren't exactly sure what they were. But the day before we were slated to fly out, which was July 23rd, I woke up in the morning, I had a spell, and it didn't stop. So my chest is vibrating, and I'm going, oh, this is not good. Called my doctor. My darling wife, Melinda, drove me to him. He took one look at my cardiogram, and he said, call the paramedics. So the next thing I knew, I was being surrounded by handsome young men from a television series called ER, and I was put on a gurney and whisked across the street in an ambulance to Cedars Sinai emergency room. There, they analyzed that I was having an arrhythmic event, an attack of tachycardia, or rapid heartbeat, and they immediately put me on a drip to try to slow down my heart, and the next thing I knew, once that it was stabilized, I was up in ICU, where I remained for 2 days before they transferred me to another room, going through all kinds of tests to find out exactly why my heart had speeded up like that. What they determined was, from an MRI, that I had had, which many people do, a minor heart attack at one point. And that leaves a little scar on your heart. You may not even feel it. You certainly don't feel the scar, but you may not even feel the attack. Might have happened when you were sleeping. But it did leave a mark that something had happened. And it was in my ventricular area. This was causing the electrical impulses in my heart to send a message to speed up my heartbeat, which was not a good thing. So I went in for a procedure. And in that procedure, they burned the scar area in my ventricular. It's called an ablation. It sounds painful, doesn't it? But you don't feel a thing. Anyway, they ablated this area in my heart, which was sending the false signals. And after another day, I was released and went home. This happened, by the way, on July 27th, the day before my 78th birthday. So the greatest gift that I was given was the gift of a continued life. Later, we were celebrating my belated birthday with some friends, and the defibrillator went off. Now, it's not a pleasant experience, dear friends. It really is like being kicked in the chest by a mule. And it went off 3 or 4 or 5, 6 times. It was awful. And what had happened was, according to my cardiologist, the ablation had not completely healed yet. And therefore, the bad signals were still being sent to my heart. Since then, I have been fine. And that is why I wanted to share this adventure with you. Because as we do get older, and particularly some of my fans and listeners who are of my age, these things could happen to you. The main thing to keep in mind is that we live in a miraculous time for medicine, and the chances are that you will survive whatever it is that happens to you, as long as you get to a good group of doctors or take care of yourself immediately if something bad happens. And the most miraculous thing is I have a friend called Jamie Alcroft, with whom I do Boomers on a Bench, which you can visit at Facebook. And Jamie had a heart and liver transplant. And he is now a 69-year-old man with a 47-year-old heart. So forward, my friends, take courage, live long, and prosper.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Proctor Podcast. This is Tom Kelly saying, Thanks for listening.